Blog Talk Radio.
Miracles are happening here.
Miracles.
gotta make your body language prophesy. I'm stealing that for the night vision. When you say breakthrough, I need you to break out of the stuff that you're in. And I need you to break for it.
I am just one break.
Tonight to the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Well, we believe that anything can happen in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why can anything happen in here? Praise God. Because the presence of God is in here. Praise God. Wherever you at, hallelujah, the presence of God, hallelujah, is there. Hallelujah. Why do I believe this? I believe this because the word tells me that when two or more gather together in his name, that he is in the midst. Hallelujah, meaning he is in the middle. Praise God. We have all come here gathered together in one name only, and that is his name. Praise God. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the name of God. We have come here gathered in his name. Therefore, he honors his word, for he is not a man that he shall lie, nor son of man that he shall repent. If he said he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And he said, if you come together in my name, I will be there. Hallelujah. He is here on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you all tonight for allowing us to come together in your name. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst on tonight. We just ask that you move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. We thank you for each and every person that is on the line. We thank you for the word that you are about to bring forth. We thank you for our speaker on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you have put in her belly on tonight. Lord, we continue to praise you and magnify your holy name. We bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight. Hallelujah. If the devil is on the line, if the enemy is on the line, in the name of Jesus, we command you to flee. Hallelujah. Right now, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we thank you on today, Lord. Praise God. We thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God tonight and amen. Hallelujah. It is truly a blessing to be on the line once again. Hallelujah. On tonight, I am Elder Andre Prevost. I will be your host on tonight. And once again, praise God, this is Thursday, Hallelujah Night Thunder. When we come and we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, hallelujah, we come to rock the place unto Lord on tonight, hallelujah, to let the Lord know that we love him, that we magnify him, that we praise him, hallelujah. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We have a dynamic speaker coming up later on in the hour. Amen. None other than Sister Valencia Scott is on the line on tonight, and she will be delivering a dynamic message, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God on tonight. As tonight, as we get ready to come forth, to bring forth our testimonies and our prayer requests on tonight, amen, I want to remind everybody that's on Facebook Live, amen, praise God, you can leave your testimonies and prayer requests in the comment boxes, or you can also call in to our line on tonight. You can call right into the studio. Hallelujah. The number is 516-666-9967. Once again, that number is 516-666-9967. I'm going to pin that in the comment box on the bottom of your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We invite you to call in. Hallelujah. However, if you don't want to call in, but you do have a testimony or you do have a prayer request, feel free to leave that in the comment box. Praise God. And we will put your testimony on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, we thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. As we get ready to come with our prayer request, hallelujah, we normally, amen, read the 100 number of Psalms. Praise God. I'm going to deviate just a little bit on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm just going to talk about having an attitude, amen, of gratitude, because that's what it all, praise God, boils down to. Do you appreciate what God has already done for you in your life? Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Do you appreciate, amen, the level of glory that you are already on? Praise God. Do you believe what the Word of God says? The Word of God says that we move from glory to glory. Praise God. In order to move from glory to glory, you have to already be in glory. Hallelujah, praise God. See, a lot of us are trying to get to glory. Hallelujah, amen. A lot of us are trying to get to where we already are. Praise God, hallelujah. We already are in glory. Praise God, hallelujah. We got in glory, amen, when Jesus died on the cross for us, when he sent back his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, amen, to comfort us and be with us at all times. Hallelujah, the glorification of God is with us at all times. We are already in glory. Hallelujah, amen. We're trying to move to the next stage of glory. But first you have to appreciate the level of glory that you are already on. Hallelujah, praise God. You have to understand Jesus, every step he took, he walked in glory. Praise God. Everywhere he went, he was in glory. He was the glorification and the manifestation of God himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you have to understand, everywhere he went, he was in glory. It may not have felt. hallelujah, like he was in glory. Praise God. When they were, hallelujah, beating him, hallelujah, and abusing him before they crucified him, he was in glory then. Hallelujah, amen. It didn't feel like he was in glory. Praise God, but he was in glory. When he died upon that cross, praise God, hallelujah, he was in glory then. It didn't feel like, it may not have looked like he was in glory. Praise God, but he was in glory then. Hallelujah, and we see, hallelujah, when he rose from the grave 3 days later, early on the Sunday morning, hallelujah, we can comprehend that being glory, hallelujah, because we see him coming out, hallelujah, of the grave. We see him rising and saying, I have the power of heaven and earth in my hands. Praise God, we can see the glory, but we have to realize the entire time he was in glory. Why am I telling you this? Because some of us are going through some things right now, hallelujah, that don't feel good to us. Hallelujah. We are going through some things right now, amen, that don't feel like we are in glory. Praise God. But God told me to tell somebody today, hallelujah, despite what it looks like, hallelujah, despite what it feels like, God says you are already in glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I am moving you from glory to glory. Praise God. See, we have to believe the word of God, and the word of God tells us that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. In other words, the bad, the things that didn't feel good were good. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, it was the one writer in the Bible says it was good that I was afflicted. It's good that I went through that painful time in my life. Hallelujah. Because if I wouldn't have went through that painful time, hallelujah, amen, I wouldn't have got to this glorious time right now. Hallelujah. See, flowers need water to grow. It's got to rain. We don't like the rainy days. We make songs about we can't stand, hallelujah, the rainy days. Hallelujah. Can you stand the rain? We don't like the rain. Hallelujah. But rain, we need the rain for the flowers to grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. All things work together for the good. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know this tonight. Amen. So when you come before the throne with your prayer requests, when you come before the throne with your testimonies, that you understand that whatever storm God got you going through, hallelujah, that you're just going through it. Hallelujah, that you never stepped out of glory. Hallelujah, amen, you're in glory. That's the only reason why you're going through what you're going through, because you're in glory and he is moving you from stage to stage. Hallelujah, from glory to glory. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So as we get ready to open up the phone lines tonight, amen, if anybody has a testimony or prayer request on tonight, amen, we invite you to come forward at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. The phone lines are open. And once again, if you're on Facebook Live and you have a testimony or a prayer request, we invite you to come forward. Will there be one on tonight?
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
This is Sister Christy.
Amen.
I have a prayer request. I have walking pneumonia, so can y'all please keep me in prayer, please?
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Christy, we will. Praise God. Put that, what you say you got going on in the morning? Praise God.
This is Mrs. Callum. She just got a real bad cold, and I wanted to just keep her in prayer and just keep her lifted up in prayer.
Amen, amen. Praise God. How you doing, Minister Callum?
I'm doing okay. How you been doing?
Oh, I'm blessed in Jesus' name. Blessing to hear from you, my brother.
Yes, sir. It's been a long time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. But blessing to hear from y'all tonight. Amen. You have
thank
a testimony
you.
Or prayer request?
I just thank God that, you know, that I'm still above ground and just want to keep my fiance lifted up and things. She's going through her little colds or flus or whatever it is here, and I just want to keep her lifted up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and put that on the throne of grace right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, We come before you right now on behalf of Sister Christy, Lord. Hallelujah. We come asking you for healing, Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God says that healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. Amen. We just want a slice of that bread on tonight for our sister in Christ, Lord. Hallelujah. And also continue to bless her, hallelujah, emotionally as well as physically and financially, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you to touch Minister Gavin tonight in a mighty way. Continue molding him and shaping him. Continue leading him and guiding him in the direction that you want him to go, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue building him, hallelujah, into the man of God that you have created him to be. And, Lord, we thank you all tonight for this couple. We bless this union in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for Minister Calvin and Sister Christy all tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, blessing to hear from you. Hallelujah. That's one of our first. We go way back. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Minister
we
Calvin.
Do. Yes,
praise
we do.
God. Hallelujah. So we thank God
and
for
also,
him on tonight.
And, you know also on January 17th, we're supposed to be getting married, too, on January 17th.
Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Well, we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Calvin getting married on January 17th. Hallelujah. Amen. I wish I had a way to get there. Praise God. I stopped by the wedding and holler at you.
I understand. Just keep it lifted up in prayer. That's a bit. So you'll be there in prayer.
Amen. Amen. All
right.
Thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Minister Calvin on tonight. Amen. His fiance, Sister Christy, on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more prayer requests or any more testimonies on the line on tonight?
Good evening, Elder. Thank you. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. Thank you for inviting me, man of God. I was enjoying the music, and I'm in meditation myself. You know, I'm just been doing that for God knows. So I'm just asking for a prayer, please, for my baby. She's driving. She's at work. I just got off the phone with her before I called the line, sir. Like, she's behind the stand wheel. She gets from, like, is there, the last day is tomorrow for all the college kids because they're on vacation. So for traveling mercy and also for my two babies and also for myself, I went to the doctor. Nothing bad. It just my doctor did a lot of blood work. So, you know, I like to check everything, man of God. So, thank you. That's all. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a prayer request to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now on behalf of Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. We lift her daughter up in prayer. Hallelujah. As well as we lift her son up in prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift her life up in prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for the move that you are getting ready to make in her life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For you know the plans that you have for her. Amen. And we lift her name up to you on tonight, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank God for everything God is doing in her life on tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Elder.
Do we
say hello to First Lady? God bless you.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. When I also one of a longtime member, praise God, hallelujah. We go back a couple of years now, praise God. So we thank God for Sister Jennifer. Amen. I want to give a shout out on Facebook Live to Brother Dion, Deacon Dion Davidson. Praise God, hallelujah. We want to keep him lifted up in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for him on tonight. Amen. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight?
Amen, amen. This is Sister Valencia. I want to give an honor to God who's the head of my life, to all the saints that's on the line, Jennifer, Elder, your wife, and all the other saints. I just want to give God praise for all the things that he's doing in my life, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I just want to thank him in advance for what he's about to do for me for 2020 and my prayer request is for God to increase my finances and continue to strengthen me as I go through this next journey. And this is my prayer request. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Amen. She's actually our speaker, hallelujah, of the hour on tonight. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take that prayer request to the throne of grace as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the move that you have made in her life and are continuing to make in her life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the molding and the shaping, hallelujah, that you have done, hallelujah, in this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for that you continue to lead her and guide her. Hallelujah, that you continue to shape her into the woman of God that you want her to be, Lord. And we thank you on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you and we magnify you as you strengthen her in her walk. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Valencia. Amen. We know she's going to bring a dynamic word. Hallelujah. In just a few minutes. Praise God. We have any more testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Any more testimonies or prayer requests on tonight? Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord, Elder. This is me again, Jennifer Williams. I just thank God. I admire you and your beautiful wife. I remember when Valencia told me about you, and I can pick up on your discernment, how you really are about God's business and how God joined you and your wife as one. I love that. You guys are young, and you guys are doing an amazing job, and I admire that. And, you know, I always said one thing with Elder, he's the real deal. And, you know, if a person get out of line, you're going to check them. And I just thank God for real people that truly love God. Some people, I'm being real, they're serving God, but the other hand, they are in the flesh playing the devil's cards. So you and your wife are truly, truly like great couples. Like, you know, you guys are young. You guys are doing so much in the Lord. So I'm just thankful. I pray for you and your wife and your children daily. So God bless you, and happy holidays to you and your beautiful family. And keep allowing the Holy Spirit to use you for his glory. But you guys are on the right track. God bless you, sir.
Amen. We thank you, Sister Jennifer, for those kind words. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what to say. Praise God, except all glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Thank you, blessed woman of God. Thank you. You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Like you said, we just letting the Lord lead us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for those kind words. Hallelujah. But before we move forward, is there any more prayer requests on tonight? Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Well, we thank God. Hallelujah for each and every person who testified on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you didn't get a chance to testify, or perhaps it wasn't on your heart at this time. Hallelujah. Amen. We will be opening the line up again at the end. Well, following, amen, the word of God on tonight. Praise God. But now let's get to the meat. Hallelujah. We done had our appetizers. Amen. Praise God. We done had our beverage. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get to the meat of the meal. Hallelujah, which is the word of God. And the person bringing forth the word of God tonight, hallelujah, is no stranger to the line. Hallelujah. Amen. She was one of our first co-hosts, so to speak. Amen. Praise God. We go back a few years also, and we thank God for her on tonight. Amen. Bringing forth the word of God on tonight is none other than our sister in Christ, woman of God. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. The line is in your hands, woman of God. Let the Lord use you on tonight. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, to all the saints on the line. Let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting of anything that I've done that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I'm praying that you just continue to create in me a pure heart and renew in me the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, I pray that you take it out. I pray you just continue to mold and shape me into the woman of God that you will have me be, Father God. And as I bring forth the word of God, Father, I pray that someone be healed, delivered, set free, or encouraged on tonight, Father God. We are all on the line from a word from you, Father God. I pray that you have a list. You have a list behind the cross, Father God. And I pray that you speak to me and through me, Father God, for your glory. Because it's not about me, Father. It's all about you. And I just want to thank you in advance, Father, for what you're about to do in your precious son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And the scriptures that I'm going to come from tonight will be 1 John 2:15 through 17. Again, I'm coming from 1 John 2:15 through 17. And the word says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride and of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of the God, will of God, abides forever. And the word that I have for tonight is, God is looking for you. And what I mean is, God is looking for you, which what I always want to say is, he's looking for me. And with saints, he's looking for us. Because sometimes we get so caught up in these world by the curse of the world, the things that's happening to us in our life. We're not really focusing on God like we need to be focusing on God. As I was praying and meditating early when I was in my war room and I was speaking to God, I just picked up in my spirit how hurt God is, how we just hurt him so much. Because we come to God, sometimes I just say me. Sometimes I use God like he a genie. I want to go to God about every doggone thing that I want. But when he say, I want you to do this, Valencia, oh, Valencia don't want to go through nothing. Valencia don't want to go through no pain. And one thing I learned about ministry, women, we go through something like, you know, they say labor pain, but it's something called about spiritual pain. Like those 9 months of labor when you're going through, when you're having a pain, you emotional, all those type of things that you're going through. We have to go through that. Well, I have to go through that to get to the level that I'm going to for 2020 where God had me going. But in order for me to go through that, I got to realize that my Father is looking for me. And what I mean, my Father's looking for me, I cannot get caught up in the world. You can't even get caught up in fame. You can't get caught up in money. You can't get caught up in acceptance. You can't get caught up of anything that's in this world. Like, you know, like a delivery, like UPS. Like God come knocking on the door. God ain't going to kick no door down. Okay, God ain't going to beat no door down. We got to invite him in. And if I'm halfway inviting me, I have not completely surrendered myself to the Lord. And he want to know, am I going to completely surrender myself to him? See, the way that I am, and I thank God that he had made me this way, because I used to be so much of this world. And what I mean so much of this world, I was doing pretty much, I'm saying I'm a saint, but I'm doing everything everybody else doing. So what makes me different? What set me apart? What set me apart is removing myself from everything of the world. And now you can be you can be in this world, but you don't have to be a part of this world. How I know that I'm so different, how I know I'm so peculiar, how I carry myself. Like when I go to work, I know they talk about me at work. I know they laugh at me at work. Why? Because I'm different. The way that I care, I walk it in. Good morning. Be blessed. Always smiling. A woman of God told me, Valencia, always smile. So I took a lot of notes from her. She helped me a lot. She know who I'm talking about. But Valencia, smile. When I walk in, when I'm on the register, I like, welcome to Kroger, you be blessed. And it just brighten up people's day. It's not that I'm walking around saying, well, I'm saved, sanctified, the Holy Ghost feel. It's just my character. What's in you is what's going to come out. And when they talk about me and laugh at me, thank God for discerning my spirit. I know somebody laughing or talking about me. I can pick it up in the spiritual realm. But you don't act ugly because they talking about you. See, I'm the chosen one. I work at Kroger. I'm the one that saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. So I supposed to get attacked. They supposed to talk about me. They supposed to laugh at me. But like I said, am I of this world or am I not of this world? I can't get mad and say, oh, I'm saved, sanctified, I'm going to cuss you out. Okay, how I'm going to cuss you out and I say I'm a saint? Okay, that's what I said. God is looking for us. He's looking for the saints, not the ones that say that, like the ones that say they go to church, but they ain't saved. He's looking for the real saints. I know for a fact today when I was at work, when I walked past two ladies, I picked up some in my spirit. I picked up snakes. I automatically started praying. As I'm walking down the aisle, putting up stuff, I just automatically started praying. And people might think that I'm talking to myself. Ask me, do I care about what somebody thinks? So you got to know how, and I'm on camera. Okay, I'm on camera. I know they hear me praying. When I'm in that bathroom, one time I was in a bathroom, and I was praying, and I was speaking in tongues, and some folks, they were looking at me like I'm crazy. Ask me, do I care? Because I'm sold out for Christ. I don't care about what you think. It ain't no point of doing this thing and die and go to hell. You got to be all the way in, or you're not going to make it. You got to be sold out. I'm sold out for him. And I don't care if I got to stand by myself to be sold out for Christ, because I don't want to go through all this pain, all this suffering, all this stuff and go to hell. What's the point? He's looking for us. He's not looking for no part-time saints. He wants the saints that I'm with you 24/7. I'm talking about like when he say, get up out that bed like he had to do me this morning. He said, get up. Get up. You ain't that tired. Get up. Get in your war room. You got to hear his voice. And if I stayed in there, but even though no matter how tired I am, because first of all, you don't put nothing before you put God. I don't care how tired you are, what job you working. If he tell you get your butt up at 3 o'clock, because that's usually the time that people are in a spiritual war. But see, somebody need prayer. But saints, we get so caught up about what we go through. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm going through this. When did it become about me? When I say I want to be sold out for Christ, it's going to be about him. It's about me being a soul winner. Ain't about me getting up praying for other people and not always putting my prayer request before others. Every time I realize, too, every time, instead of saying, God, I need this, God, I need that, why don't I say, God, I just thank you for allowing me to wake up and see another day. Or, God, I just thank you for allowing me to have something to eat. Or, Lord, I just thank you for allowing me to have clothes on my back. Why I'm always going to God, always about what I want. I said, I talk about me, I always stop using God like you're dreaming. Because he's not no genie. We always want something from God. And then when he don't give it to us as quickly as we think we should get it, we get an attitude. Now, I know I ain't the only one on this phone that ain't never done this. But I ain't mad at God. Come on, who you lying to? God know we mad or not because he moved fast enough. The killer is just in the word. Joseph, all of everybody, David, they waited. Why we can't wait? And then we get to complaining. That will stop up our blood. We get the complaining. We get in our feeling. You know what, saints? We're in too much of a season of feeling, saints. Okay, ministry has nothing to do with feeling. Okay, God don't move by your feelings. God move by faith. God move by, do you trust me? God move by, are you going to stand on my word no matter how uncomfortable it is? Because it's going to be uncomfortable. Jesus went through, he had 12 disciples. Okay, he the one that got nailed to the cross. He said, stay up. So that's what I'm talking about. Jesus had to go. He said, I'm finna go pray. And I need y'all to pray for me. I need y'all to stand watch as I go pray. Because he's the one about to be cool. He know about where he about to go through. Guess what they did? They went to sleep. That's why you got to know how to pray for yourself. He said, what is the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm talking about their flesh. They couldn't stay up and pray for him. It does not mean the 12 disciples didn't love him. But you got to pray for yourself. You got to get up. You got to get on your knees. You got another thing, say, we got to fast. We got to fast. And I ain't just talking about for food. I'm talking about fasting from this TV. I'm talking about fasting from this phone. I'm talking about fasting for social media. I'm talking about fasting from Instagram. When you make, look, God know everything that we put above him. I thank God that he didn't get me off this phone, because I used to have my phone 24/7. And saints, if I left my phone at the house, I had withdrawal symptoms. What kind of message is that? How you got withdrawal symptoms from a cell phone? I made it my God. I made it my idol. He said, shut that stuff, social media down. He said, I don't care what they say, what people think. You shut it down because I said shut it down. So I shut it down. And when I shut it down, I have peace because I'm with him. I'm talking to him. I'm always in his face. I'm always in his presence. And the good thing about it,
My mom doing it. My mom used to have her phone on 24/7. My mom turned her phone off now so she could spend time with God. I never thought that my mother watched me like that and said, I'm doing what my daughter do. My mother brag about me. People don't know my story. They see me. They see the glory, but they don't know the story. But baby, they're going to know the story when their book come out. But for my mom to sit there and say, I'm turning my phone off so I can be in the presence of the Lord, that's something powerful to me. See, like I said, I can't be of the world. And when you can't be of the world, that means you're going to be alone. And you know what? You have to be alone when God's taking you to another level. See, God, it's a whole nother level that God is taking me, saints. And that means I got to stay in his presence. I got to stay in his face so he can speak to me. But he can't speak to me if I got too many distractions. I can't get caught up in the world or even with my family. I have to pray for my family so much. When I was praying earlier, it just broke my heart. Oh, I'm talking about these chimp. I mean, everybody, look, y'all, I'm just being real. It's like everybody got to find some kind of medication to cover pain. If it ain't the drinking, if it ain't smoking the weed, if it ain't the cigarette, somebody is using some form of medication to cover up the pain. Like I said, saints, we can't deal with nothing. We can't deal with no type of pain. We won't give it to God and leave it to God. We go pick it back up and we carry it. Then we get angry at God. God is tired of us getting angry. We got to submit. We got to do what he say do. I didn't ask you how you feel. You got to go through, saints. We got to go through and have. And what I've been reading the stuff. A lot of people killing themselves. They can't even handle the pressure no more. They can't even handle it no more. And then all the false prophets, all the stuff that's going on. If you don't know God for yourself, you are truly lost. And then I found out something else. You know what? You got to really stop. That's what I'm talking about, shutting down the social media stuff and getting God present. You know, like you go to Kroger, all these barcodes, everything you got to scan. Y'all do know that they're going to set it up, but they're going to put something in our hand that they're going to scan, and that's how they're going to know our social security number. That's what I'm talking about being of the world and not of the world. Are you going to do that? Because they said that's what you got to do. That's what I'm talking about. See, when you say you're not of the world, you don't do what everybody else do. You're not putting no doggone barcode in my hand scanning nothing, talking about no social security number. That's what I'm talking about. You got to stand out. As I was talking to some coworkers at work, I already put on, I said, look, I don't work on Sundays and Wednesdays, but why? I go to church. I said, I will lose a job because of that. Why? I know who I serve. See, I know my strength. I know my weak areas. I know if I ain't in God's face, if I ain't praying, if I ain't going to church, if I allow that little bit of money to take me out, that's the devil. That's the devil's scheme. Because the lady going to put me on schedule for Sundays. I said, oh, no, I don't do Sundays. I told you when I filled out my application. You hear me, y'all? I said, I told her, I sure did. I'm a woman of God. I know my worth. I know if I lose that job, God will give me another job. Why? Because I stood for him. So I'm going to stand for him, not this other foolishness. Because I'm saying that little bit of money ain't nothing compared to the other stuff that he got for me. So that's not going to stop anything. That's what I'm talking about. He know us. And he's looking. He's looking for, are you going to stand for him? Are you going to really stand for him? I'm talking about standing when ain't nobody else standing, baby. I'm talking about everybody else gone. Can you still stand? Those are the type of things that he's looking for. Can you stand? Because there's also going to come a time they're going to you talking about crucify him. You talking about you a saint? And y'all heard how I'm talking on the line? Come on, you think they ain't going to come for me? Oh, you love God. They're going to try to kill me too. Every saint. It's in the Bible. But he want to know. Are you going to do? I always like to give examples of what I went through. I ain't saying I'm nowhere that I'm perfect. I got a halo walk on. I ain't not saying that. All I'm saying is I'm striving to be the best Valencia God wants me to be. I want more of God more than anything. Look, y'all, like I said, my book came. I didn't try to fill in the void. I tried to fill in the void with alcohol. I tried to fill in the void with pills. I tried to fill in the void with weed. I didn't try to fill in the void with pretty much everything. It don't work. The only thing that keeps Valencia is God. He's always there. He loved me so much. He don't criticize. God is love. And he's been working on me. He said, if you could just love like I love you, you're going to get better and better. See, God don't look at no flaws. God loves us. He know every flaw we got, and he loves us still. We mess up so much, and God is always there. He never leaves. And even though we mess up over and over, but God sealed her. The love never changed. That's how powerful. And he want to know, do we love him that much? Do we really love him that much? If we love him like we say we love him, why we won't give certain stuff up then? I'm talking about love. God looking for it. He's looking for it. He's looking for you. Like I said, he's not finna kick down no door, bam down no door. He's a gentleman. When you want him to come in, you're like, come on in, God, and he'll just come on in. But he is so good. See, this is so good, God, we got. It's because it's the self and it's God's love. Self is, I want it my way, I'm going to do it my way, me. But God, he loves you so much and all of us so much. He said, I give you a choice. God don't force this down our throats. That's why I don't understand the false prophets. I'm going to say, I don't understand the false prophets because God don't make you do nothing. If you don't want to do this, you don't have to. But I'm playing with God. I don't like that. I'm sorry. I don't like. Don't play with God like that. But God is such a just. You got a choice. If you don't want to be saved, you have that right. But just don't be upset that when you go where people that's not saved go. Okay. But if you do want to be saved, you want to do it the right way. Do it the right way. Don't play with it because saints, nobody is promised. Get off this phone. Lay down. You don't know. We don't know who. You don't know if you're gonna wake up tomorrow or not. Don't nobody know. But what is the point, saints, if we're not going to do it all the way? And sometimes I used to say, well, I'm human. Okay, Jesus was too. But he still did exactly what his father told him to do. He said, oh, I got caught up in my feelings. Oh, I got a spirit of lust. Oh, I got all these. We got too many isms. We got too many excuses. And I was saying, I have too many excuses on doing what God told me to do. Just do what he say do. Then he say, isn't in the word, I can do all things that Christ, that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Ain't that the word? Don't I got to stand on the word and stop standing what Valencia had or what I hear? That's why I say I got to get away. That's why I have to get away from TV, y'all. That's why I have to get away from social media. That's why I have to shut down that phone and get in the word. You got to get in the word. The word is going to keep you to the word. You got to believe what the word says and not what the world say. Mm-hmm. You can't believe what that TV say. You got to believe what the word say. We got to stand on this word. We got to believe this word. We got to love like God say. Love. We got to forgive. We got to do what he tell us to do. He didn't ask us how we feel. He didn't have to go to that cross and say, beat him. All that pain for us, and we can't take nothing. Because, saints, I'm telling y'all, we in a safe haven. We don't know nothing about being home. He was outside. We go up in our little houses, got cars, apartments. We got it made. Saints, we got it so easy. I'm being honest. We got it so easy nowadays. People don't even need God. I'm talking about, I ain't found out about relationships, saints. People don't even need another human being. They're building a doll. They got doll for women and doll for men. Okay, we living in a world of lust. I'm talking about the lust of the eye of the world. They don't even have to have another human being. They go get a dog. Why? Because it's a trickery of the enemy. It's that lust spirit. I was talking to another woman of God. We talking about these women going to get these breasts in place, these big booties, all this other crap. Ain't nothing. A man look at you, you just lusting after you. Ain't no love in it. If you want to be different, be like Esther. You know, like God said in the Bible.
Right.
But I'm talking about of the world. Everything that I'm talking about, saints, is this are the things of the world and that I had to really pay attention and get away from and get in God's face, get in God's presence. And also, not only did I hear his voice. Like I said, I wasn't just talking about fasting for food. I'm talking about fasting from a lot of things. I love my family, but I have to fast for my family, okay? I deal with my mom. I fast for my, I'm sorry, I do. I have to. TV, only time, like, I got to, the next word I got to read is two movies. He tell me to look at it. Actually, the movies have been given to me lately. They are true stories. And he give it to me some kind of way with some kind of twist. That's pretty much the only time I look at TV. I'm not, the news is depressing. Okay, if I want, I understand I got to look at the news to find out the weather. But if I know that the news is depressing, why would I cut the TV on so I can get depressed when I know the news is depressing? Okay, why look at this? Or like even when I had cable, like why look at the Braxtons when you know they drama? Or why look at Love and Hip Hop? You know they arguing and fighting. And do we make the statement? Oh, black people just act so. Why are you looking at it then? See, I had to stop. Look, I'm talking about me checking Valencia out. I'm telling y'all, I said, remember this. I used to act just like Tamar. Y'all remember the Tamar events? I used to act like just like Tamar. And guess how I found out I act like Tamar, y'all? That's all I fit my spirit. The TV, 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 TV. Don't you know social media, you keep on watching those mess. There's a whole bunch of mess on social media. Mess. You on the phone, you don't even have to be careful you talk to on the phone. You're going to talk to somebody positive or you're going to talk to negative. You got to find out what you want to feed in your spirit, man. Because when you by yourself and you ain't strong enough, all this stuff will gain up on you. You got to know your words. You got to stay in God's presence because God is looking. God ain't went nowhere. He just sit back and wait. I'm like, are you going to submit to me? Are you going to submit to me for real? Are you going to come to me for real? Or are you going to give me half? Or are you going to always just come to me when you want something? Why don't you ask me what I need to do for you? Do we say, God, what is it that you want me to do? No, we go with it, this big old long list. I'm saying, let me back up. Let me say me. God, I got this. Oh, God, I want this. I want this. Oh, this. But did you even say thank you for allowing me to wake you up today? So that's what he's looking for, saints. He's looking for us. And Elder, I'm done. That's all I got. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that she brought forth on tonight. Lord, we ask you. And you continue to mold her and shape her and strengthen her as she walks it with you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I like when she started off, she was saying about, you know, whatever in you is going to spill out. Hallelujah. It's about your character. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible told us, he said, you will be, how will you know a false prophet? By the fruit that they produce. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And another thing that she said, she always says that I like, she didn't say, I don't think she used the word tonight, but she always says how she's peculiar. Hallelujah, she's different. She's not like everybody else. Hallelujah, amen, and that's what it means to be holy. Hallelujah, amen. A lot of us, we put ourselves up, we set the bar way too high, and we think the word to be holy means to be perfect. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. Amen. But the word holy means to be set aside. Hallelujah, yeah. To be different. Hallelujah, to not be like everybody else. Praise God, hallelujah. If God puts you here to lead, you cannot lead people who you are like. Hallelujah, amen. I can't tell you to stop doing something that I like doing. We're going to end up doing it together. Praise God, hallelujah. So I got to be set aside and I got to be different from you in order to lead you. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. We thank God for the word, amen, that she delivered on tonight. If there'll be one on tonight that has a testimony or prayer request and you didn't get a chance to share with us earlier, amen, praise God, and you want to share now, or maybe you just have some words of encouragement for the woman of God. Maybe you're out there online and you want to, praise God, give a testimony or prayer request, you can leave it in the comments. Or you can call into our line, 516-666-9967. Praise God. Hallelujah. Either way, we will put your testimony or prayer request on the throne of grace. So if you have a testimony, prayer request, hallelujah, perhaps you have some words of encouragement for the woman of God on tonight, we invite you to do so at this time. The phone lines are open. Praise God.
I like that sermon. We need that in the church today. Because we do need to come out from amongst them and be separate.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, brother.
This is Sister Christy again. I just wanted to say I love that word, what the woman of God was saying, and she is right about everything that she said. Woman of God, stay on the wall. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not a woman of God. Stay on the wall. To let people sit up here and talk about you and let them laugh at you. You know what you is, and God know what you is. Woman of God, stay on the wall and do not come down.
Amen. Thank you,
that's
all
right.
For God.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
From Long Island, New York, I just thank God for Valencia Scott coming forth with the word. Being different is being you, unique.
Yeah.
God knows how you all was born. So be he transformed by the renewing. So God is amazing. Even me, my mother have three children, but I'm different. Nothing wrong with me. And I had to learn that. Being different, that doesn't make you dumb, stupid, slow. You just your own. You have your own style. You were created in his perfection. So being different does not make you, oh, I have to be, how can I put this? Oh, I have to be down with the world in order for me to be popular or whatever it is, the case may be. But what I'm trying to say to you, woman of God, just stay in his presence. Just allow God to feed our spiritual man, you know, his daily bread. You know, we like to let things, we love to feed the natural with nonsense. I have a daughter, and I'm being honest, she's in college. There are sometimes some of the music she listens to, I'm like, listen, don't play that nonsense in my ears. Because I did not raise her that way. So, you know, we got to constantly feeding our spiritual man. Just like we feed the flesh with foolishness, nonsense. There are things that we feed the flesh. There are times God said, oh, don't put that in our temple. But we got to feed the spiritual also as in the natural. You got to eat, right? I'm speaking spiritual feeding and natural feeding. So God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jennifer on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Those words of encouragement for the woman of God. I like what she said. Hallelujah. We ain't got to be down. Praise God with the word. Praise God. And I think that's a big problem in the church right now. Amen. The church is trying to fit in with the world. Hallelujah, amen. We trying to be compatible with them. Praise God. When we got it twisted, amen. They the ones supposed to be trying to fit in with us. Hallelujah. They the ones supposed to be trying to cultivate themselves to fit in with us. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But instead, we want to fit in with them. You might go to a church right now. It's December. You might see a Christmas tree in that church, even though the book of Jeremiah tells us not to have Christmas trees, hallelujah, in the church. The Bible tells us clearly, do not conform to the images of this world. Hallelujah, amen. That means we got to be different. We got to be set aside. Hallelujah. We can't be like everybody else. Amen. Like Sister Jennifer was just saying, there's nothing wrong with having your own unique style. Hallelujah. If that's the way you dress, people may call you, may laugh at the way you dress. That's your style. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody go to church ain't going to have on the long, what's that long skirt they used to wear with the big satellite dish hat? Praise God. I'm not trying to talk about nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You're telling us.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody ain't coming to church in a three-piece suit. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. First of all, everybody can't afford that. We got to understand that, first of all. Hallelujah. Amen. You going to buy me some clothes? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All I'm trying to say is, praise God, we, like the woman of God was just saying, and the word went forth, we got to be different. We got to be willing to be different even than people that are in the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to be, you know, Jesus was different than the people that was in the synagogue. Hallelujah, amen. They didn't like Jesus that much because he was different than them. They was preaching an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and he was preaching turn the other cheek. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. We got to be willing to be different. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Do we have any other comments on the line on tonight? The phone lines are still open, praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Well, we just truly thank God. Hallelujah for the word of God that went forth on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to be different. We got to be holy. And we got to be set aside. And we thank God for the woman of God that is not afraid to speak what the Lord puts on her heart the way he gave it to her. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, God talked to each of us differently. Hallelujah. If I told you the way God talked to me, you'd probably say I wasn't talking to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But that's why Jesus had so many parables. So, because people, different people understand in different ways. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. And sometimes you got to tell it like it is. You ain't got time to sugarcoat it. You ain't got time to water it down. You know what happens when you sugarcoat and water down medicine? It loses the effect. You can water it down where it won't be as nasty as it would have been, praise God, but guess what? You're not going to get healed as fast as you would have gotten healed if you wouldn't have watered down the medicine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I was telling some brothers that used to, hallelujah, some of y'all out there watching know what I'm talking about, they used to deal drugs. Hallelujah. And I used to tell them, you remember when you was cutting up your dope? If you cut it up too much, amen, you wouldn't get a good profit off of it because it wasn't that good. It wasn't that potent. Yep. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's just the way the word of God is. When we begin to chop it up and water it down, it loses its effect. Hallelujah. Yeah, your congregation might get bigger, but the knowledge is going to get smaller. Hallelujah. The understanding of the word is going to get smaller. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we got to be able to, we got to be like the word of God said in Jeremiah, we can't be afraid of their faces. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
in other words,
right.
I can't be afraid of the way you react to the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to tell ourselves, I'm going to go ahead. We're going to get up out of here. But we got, the Lord says, we got to tell ourselves as men or women of God, hallelujah, take the responsibility off of you. You didn't write it. Hallelujah. You didn't say it. Hallelujah. All you're doing is relaying them. You ain't nothing but the messenger. Hallelujah. Praise God. That people may come at you as if you wrote, hallelujah, the Bible. But you didn't write the Bible. God did. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the word of God. All you're doing is relaying the word of God over to somebody else. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you ain't got to feel worried about their faces because, hallelujah, you ain't the one that said it to them. It's the word of God speaking to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God once again for each and every person who called in on tonight, everybody who tuned in. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for Sister Valencia Scott and that powerful message on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be scared to be different. Hallelujah. Be who God called you to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And if we don't have it, we want to remind everybody we will be online Sunday night. Sunday night will be our fifth year anniversary of the prayer line. Praise God. Amen. We got EVCS will be online giving the word of God. And we're going to have a lot of special guests stopping in. Praise God. So we invite everybody to call back in. Amen. On Sunday night, praise God, at 9 o'clock Central Time. Hallelujah. Amen. You can check your flyers for your various time zones. Praise God. And we just invite you back to have a wonderful time in the Lord on Sunday night right here. Amen. On the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Now, as we get ready to close on tonight, we want to thank y'all once again for calling in, everybody for tuning in. Praise God, and we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together once again in your name. We thank you for your word on tonight, the confirmation on tonight, hallelujah, to be different, to be set aside, not to be like the world, Lord. Hallelujah, to be like you. Be ye holy, for you are holy, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, help us to walk this word out as we leave this line, but never your presence. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. I want to thank each and every last one of y'all once again. Hallelujah. on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And like I always say, do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody, y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all Sunday night on Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
We call you, yeah. You were born in a manger. That's what we call you were born in a manger. The Lord of Jesus died to save you, man. Can you take it up from Jesus. That's what we call your
Jesus.
Nobody loves.
the cornerstone. God in the flesh, now seated upon his throne. Jehovah Shalom, he is my peace. Jehovah Jireh, cause he's provided for me. And when